I think I got a little time. There's a commentary in my Bible about doubt. Kind of adds to what I'm going to talk about too. It says, Thomas's will forever be known as Doubting Thomas because he wasn't sure if he could believe in the risen Jesus without first seeing him in person. Note that Jesus offered to Thomas the sign he had requested, and then he encouraged Thomas to believe even when the physical signs weren't present. Is doubt always a bad thing? Doubt can serve as a warning flag in many situations. It's good to doubt gossip, unverified news reports, claims of false teachers, guilt of a man before he's fairly tried by a jury of his peers. Doubt occurs when we do not have enough information to convince us. So if doubt prompts us to seek out more information, we may save ourselves from disaster. When it comes to matters of faith, God has given us the Bible, all the facts we need in order to be assured of salvation and to trust in the authority of God's Word. And the more time that we spend in God's Word, the better grasp of the facts that we will have, and the more convinced that we will be of our faith. Thomas had all the facts. He heard Jesus' promise of resurrection, and his faithful companions gave him their eyewitness account, but Thomas allowed his doubts to turn into a lack of trust. Use doubt to keep you mindful of danger, but don't let it endanger your faith. I think that's some good encouraging words that all of us may use.